Anyone who travels abroad without Imodium only have themselves to blame.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
So if it's hard to contract from a toilet seat where you are clearly disrobed, how hard has it got to be to do that when you actually have clothes on? STDs don't run through jeans or through panties, because if they did, I would have caught a lot of them during my dry humping phase. That's right. I still say bring dry humping back.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
I get ass.
Oh, yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. The queen is back. Kristen Joy Hoadley, best to you.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. What a special day for you out there in the podcast universe. It's Kristen Joy Hoadley. Returns to her rightful place in TCB lore and studio back here for good. I hope you never take another day off.
I hope I never do too.
The deep sadness in my heart. And apparently a lot of people out there in the podcast universe too.
I know. Everybody's been so sweet.
Oh, they've been so nice.
It warmed my heart.
I'm noticing a pattern about all of these text messages. No one ever talks good about me. Is it Chrissy, Christina, Tina, Astrid? Everyone says lovely things when you guys come on air, but then I come on air and no one says anything.
Well, you're a solid given.
Thank you, Chrissy. I really appreciate that coming from the one person in the world that's contractually obligated to blow smoke up my ass.
No, I'm not. I've got that best friend clause.
I take a dick and keep on licking.
I've got the best friend clause.
You do have the best friend clause. Well, yeah. I'm glad to have you back, Chrissy.
Well, it's good to be back.
And I know the audience is glad to have you back, too,
yes.
As indicated by the thousands of text messages that came in. Of praying for your return and your safety and your well-being.
Aww.
Some people speculated that you and I got into a big argument, and we did. We do all the time, but that was not the reason. That was not the reason Chrissy wasn't here. But I just wanted to tell you that it's really good to have you back. I missed you terribly.
For your support. I missed you guys too. I was so excited to come today because I was like, I'm ready to get back. Into it, back to a routine. Man, it's a lot to go through.
It's a lot. When you got a family emergency and it pops up, Chrissy was sharing that, you know, she's been eating like crap. She's been sleeping like crap. It's like just a whole thing. But when you go into emergency mode, you're not, everything gets shaken up to the core. Like everything changes and it's hard to get back into that routine because your mindset, I think it's like that fight or flight thing that comes into your body.
Survival mode.
And I know when I'm in survival mode, crystals is the top thing that's, that's on my mind. I want a crystal. Why is it that we want the fattiest, nastiest, craziest foods when we're under some kind of stress?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's got to have something to do with our body being in fight or flight mode.
Exactly.
We got to store up for the winter or something like that.
Right. You'll know when you will eat next, which is kind of what does happen when you go into emergency mode.
Absolutely.
You're like, I don't know when I'm going to get a chance to eat again.
I go into 33 EPM mode when I go into emergencies. That's what I do. I whack off to get the stress. Just shove it off. Just shuffle. Get rid of the poison, Brian. Get rid of the poison. Oh, my God. Well, she's back. She's here. So now I promised everybody a little TCB news when you came back.
I think
we should share. This will be the first time Chrissy's hearing it, too. So, Chrissy, there you go. Chrissy, I have decided, the omnipotent Brian here at TCB, what do they call it? I don't know. But anyway,
all-present.
The king of TCB, the all-knowing, the all-present, the all-ever-seeing.
The wizard.
The eye. The TCB eye has decided.
The man behind the curtain.
That there is not literally behind a curtain.
I know.
Literally behind a curtain. People are so impressed by this studio, unless I was to turn the camera around and they saw what was really going on here. I have decided, in my infinite wisdom, as if this podcast doesn't cause enough trouble, and as if there's not enough episodes to catch up on, I have decided in my infinite wisdom that 3 episodes a week is just not enough TCB. And we are going to Monday through Thursday episodes of The Commercial Break so people can enjoy it on every ride they take, everywhere, with every family member, every day of the week. What do you think about this, Chrissy?
I love it.
I'm just so happy about it.
I love this idea.
And my wife, she's like, that's fantastic news. You mean you're going to be at the house less and making more money? Fantastic. I am going to Miami for just a couple short years and I will be back
with the children or without the children, when you guys decide to retire from the commercial break. Never.
No, that's never going to happen.
Never going to happen. We need this money. We need this money. I told Astrid, I said, you can move down to Florida with the kids if you're really that pissed off with me. Feel free. But you got to go to the Villages so that Chrissy and I have a place to stay when we decide to retire or do the commercial break from another location.
Right. Yeah.
I had this wild idea in my head the other day. I was like, what if we actually did an episode or two or three from the Villages, like live from the Villages in Florida?
Okay.
What do you think?
I mean, how exactly that work would we rent out the clubhouse?
Hey, guys. Hey, everybody. Great Trump flag. MAGA all the way. Go, buddy.
Yeah, we need a golf cart.
We need a golf cart. We need huge Trump flags. Where do people get those 30-foot Trump flags that fly off the back of this golf cart? I saw a video. A guy put in one of those.
Amazon, and they're made in China.
Oh, my God. Yeah, they're made in China. Of course they are. Make America great again with Chinese factory-made flags. I saw this episode, this short clip. I forgot it was a YouTube or Instagram, but this guy put one of those Trump. He got a new Trump flag. He put it on the back of his golf cart, and I'm assuming he was in the Villages. It looked like he was in, you know, there was palm trees and stuff like that. Nicely accoutrement streets and all this other shit. He puts it on the back, and then he drives down the street, and one of his neighbors is like, yeah, go Trump! And so it gets in the back of the golf cart, and the golf cart tips up because the flag is so heavy. And the one guy who was sitting on the back just falls flat on his face. He was probably 60, 70
years old. I was
going
to say, I hope he didn't break a hip or anything.
I think that's pretty common. But breaking a hip is just like a rite of passage when you get older, but it's highly dangerous.
Yeah, it is.
Did I tell you that I broke my rib?
Oh, yes, when I came for the one day.
Yeah, when you're here for that one day this month to work, you came and I broke my rib.
I know, we were giving each other a hug, and you were like, oh,
be careful. I know, when I was at the funeral, I was hugging everybody, right. Like I leaned over and hugged everybody. I think your dad thought I was weird that I even went in for a hug. He put his hand out, and I went for a hug. Your dad's like my dad. He's like, oh, I don't know, but this has got to be gay in some way. I'm kidding. Your dad is a sweet guy.
He
loves the gays. He's all about the gays. So
very supportive.
Yeah. But the way that I went in for the hug, he was like,
okay.
A little bit uncomfortable. I also did show up to your grandfather's funeral in my best flannel pajamas. So.
Well, Jeff was wearing a t-shirt.
Jeff was wearing a t-shirt.
With a sport jacket. Yeah.
It instantaneously made me feel better.
Yeah.
Because I'm here debating. I have to do something after the funeral, but I'm here debating all morning what I should wear. And at Irving's funeral, I wore like a button-down shirt tucked in with slacks and whatever. And I was way overdressed for the occasion because no one else showed up.
Right, so
I
was nobody the only else one. Was there.
That's right. Kevin was in a four-piece
Kevin,
suit.
Yeah.
So I was like, Astrid, I don't know what to wear. And she's like, honey, it's Chrissy. Like, it's Chrissy and Papa Joe. It's okay. Show up in whatever. They're not going to care as long as you show up. And I'm like, okay. Let me put on a flannel, some jeans, and some boots. And I really looked very casual, extraordinarily casual.
You looked dressy casual.
Dressy casual, but everybody else was, except for Jeff, was dressed up really nice. You and your sister looked beautiful. And I walked in that door, and I scanned the room, and it's like everybody in suits and dresses. And then I see Jeff with the Colonel Bruce Hampton t-shirt on, and I'm like, okay.
It's a dot, dot, dot.
I am home. Yes. Dot, dot, dot.
Which means connect the dots. My grandfather used to always say, you got to connect the dots.
Dot, dot, dot.
Dot, dot, dot.
Yeah.
Colonel Bruce said the same thing, and so they had that in common. And Kelly and I, the night before, we were like, you got to wear the t-shirt.
Got to wear it.
Got to wear it.
Got to do
it. The next day, he was like, really? Did y'all mean it after those four bottles of wine we had by the bonfire outside?
The Papa Joe party you guys were having?
Yes.
Papa Joe would have approved,
by the way. Oh, he would have 100% loved it. Yes.
Lovely service. You guys did a great job.
You showed up to the other place first.
Well, Chrissy Chrissy, send me the address to this funeral home, because there's a million funeral homes. How the fuck am I supposed to know which one to go to? So she sends one that's downtown here in Atlanta. She sends this very nicely presented, like, I don't know if it's an e-vite or a blog page or whatever.
It was an obituary on the website of the funeral home.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. So it was like a blog post on the funeral home with all the deets, as the kids would say.
Yeah, what time it started and where.
Yeah. So I click on the first address that I see, and I'm like, okay, there it is. I get down to downtown Atlanta. You can go on this highway called I-20 that runs east or west. And I know for a fact that the funeral home is in East Atlanta or close to East Atlanta, yet the directions are taking me west. So I said, roll with it, Brian. You've been wrong on this so much. Just roll with it. Whatever Google is telling you, go there. I end up 38 minutes from the funeral home at the gravesite, and I'm like, I don't think I'm supposed to be here. No one's there. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know where I'm at. And so then I realize that there's two addresses. I click the next one. It's literally 38 minutes away. I'm already 5 minutes late as it is. So I text Chrissy and I'm like, hey, Chrissy, I really apologize, but I actually went to the gravesite first.
I wasn't even looking at my phone.
I know. And 3 days later, Chrissy said, oh, no problem.
I'll see you when you get there.
See you when you see you. See you later. I did eventually make it to the funeral home, which it was just a lovely service. And the pictures you guys had going, and everyone was so nice. And your nephews are so cute.
Oh,
it was just the whole
thing.
Are. It was very lovely.
Thank you.
Very lovely service. Unlike the last funeral that I went to, there was an actual casket there, not just a pine wood box. I couldn't believe it. Like, what a very nice casket
Papa Joe
was laid to rest in.
Kelly and I picked that out.
And then I thought to myself, wow, Irving's son spared absolutely every expense at his funeral because he had a pine wood box.
Oh my God.
They didn't bother to cover the dirt. Your grandfather, they had this nice
the
awning.
Vault.
The vault, yep. The mud was covered with turf. Like everything was, there were flowers all around. It was such a lovely service in such stark contrast to what I had seen at Irving's, where they literally piled a pile of dirt and two guys desperately tried to save Irving from falling out of the pine wood box as he was being lowered.
God. Oh my God.
At Papa Joe's funeral, they said, we got it. You guys go and we'll take care of it from here. I didn't know why we had to stay. I guess to dump all the dirt back on Irving.
You were shoveling like 20.
I just kept going. I didn't know what to do.
I know.
Kevin was just literally like standing there. It was as if it was Kevin's job. He was just throwing dirt on Irving. Like we were getting paid to do it.
That's the reason you got invited.
Oh, that is the reason I got invited.
You were the help.
That's why I wore the flannel to Papa Joe's, because I thought, well, if we're going to have to be shoveling dirt, I might as well be dressed for the occasion. Oh, Papa Joe, we're still getting laughs out of you.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, we get laughs out of that guy for a long time.
Absolutely.
So, headline here, Chrissy's back. Second headline here. The commercial break very soon is going to go to 4 days a week, maybe even starting this week because we already ran Tuesday's episode. So, starting this week, we're going to do 4 episodes a week. That just allows us some more freedom with content. It gives you more to listen to. We have had a couple of people who commute to work or they're truckers. We have a lot of trucker listeners. We have our polyamorous trucker listener that I just love.
She
sends
her
the best text messages. But there's a number of people who have said, I really wish there was an extra episode or two so that I could listen to it in the car or on my long drive or when I'm doing work or whatever it is. A couple warehouse workers have contacted us.
Well,
and
you so asked and we have
you
delivered.
Asked and we have delivered. And, you know, regarding some changes in the podcast industry in general, we have the content. Why not distribute it? I mean, you would think we would have the content as no indication by the last 3 weeks. We just desperately had to get people in here to record. But
we're
digress.
Not saying it's good content, but not, we've got the content.
But we've never said it was good content. No. We never claimed any of this is good. We are mediocre at best, and we know it. And if you found your way here, we really thank you for listening. We're going to have guests, games, deep dives into content. Right now, I'm working on a Corey Feldman deep dive that I'm sure everyone's going to love.
An expose.
That guy is a hot fucking mess, Chrissy.
The two Coreys always were. Yeah. Unfortunately, one of them passed away.
But I mean, and we'll get into this in the deep dive. Yeah, he passed away, and he passed away of a drug overdose. Mm-hmm. Both of them have claimed to have been molested.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, Corey Feldman claimed that him and Corey Haim were molested. And Corey Haim, I think until the day he died, had said, no, that I wasn't a part of that. But Corey Feldman has said, yes, he was. He just never wanted to admit it. And he had drug problems. He died. But Corey Feldman has trucked on. And he has really carved out a niche for himself in what I would call the comedy musical genre. I'm not even sure.
musical.
Chrissy, people are going. He's on tour right now. He's newly divorced from that angel that was, you know, the lady was playing. I'll get into it. But
okay. Didn't he have a reality show for a minute?
Two Coreys was on.
The Two Coreys.
And then he, like 7 years ago, he appeared on Good Morning America, for his new album and sang a song that went viral for every wrong reason. I mean, it was comical. It was so funny because he was trying to be so sincerely authentic with his music, and yet it was the most ridiculous thing anybody had ever heard. And if you have eyes and could see, then it was the most, it was the craziest thing I've ever seen on a stage at Good Morning America or anywhere. So now he's on this tour 7 years later, playing this music live, and every concert he goes to, every concert he puts on, is basically sold out on this last tour. But it's not sold out for any of the reasons he wants it to be sold out. He wants it to be sold out because everyone really enjoys the music.
Sure.
Everybody in the crowd comes to see what kind of
the
comedy,
spectacle.
The spectacle that is Corey Feldman. And hey, listen, any way you can get it, I think a lot of people come to the commercial break for the same thing. Like, I cannot believe this is an actual podcast that broadcasts. But going to 4 days a week allows us to take a little bit more time with some of this content and really deep dive into it. And I have a Corey Feldman deep dive that is coming that I think is just going to, it's going to, we'll be laughing for years to come,
okay.
Chrissy, at Corey Feldman and his shenanigans. So stuff like that. We're going to change up some of the content, open up our purview a little bit, be more of a timely podcast. And I really am excited about that. I think it's going to be good for us, and I think it's going to be good for the listeners. Part of the challenge in doing a show, we're 425 episodes
in. I can't believe that. That's crazy.
It's insane. And I actually ran this through an AI program. I ran through all of the episodes that are on the RSS feed and episodes that we've taken off the RSS feed, along with all those dumb after shows that we were doing, and Patreon episodes and Clubhouse Live episodes. Uh-huh. I have run all of that through an AI, and we have 802 hours of content in total for the commercial break. Can you believe that?
No.
802 hours,
no.
400 and some odd episodes in. Part of the challenge is keeping ourselves interested in what we're doing here on
this
air.
This is true.
So not only are we making changes because we think it's just good to keep evolving, but we're making changes. So quite frankly, I'm never bored when I'm here with you. And trust me, this last 3 weeks has made me, I just love you. Give me a hug.
Aw, I love you.
I love you. I'm going to cry.
It's really
maybe
hard to hug
take
with
off the microphone.
Yeah, no, because that's going to take 3 years for me to put it back on. But I really love you, and I've really missed you greatly, and I enjoy this time so much. But I want to make sure that we continue to be interested in our own content. So, again, breaking the fourth podcast wall, letting everybody know what exactly is going on in my brain. And this is not in the book, by the way. So you know it's going to happen. You know why? Because we didn't write it down anywhere. So
where is that book?
I don't know. I think my son may have been drawing Mickey's in there or something. So don't be surprised if you find a random Mickey Mouse badly drawn in there.
I love those.
4 days a week, lots more changes and stuff to come that we're going to be discussing. And I think these are all very exciting. Thank you to all the listeners all of you who have stuck with us for so long. Thank you to the new listeners who have just jumped on board. And I can't believe even the small amount of success that we've had. I can't believe it. It blows my mind every day. And in an effort to keep everyone bouncing along and evolving, 4 days a week and lots of changes coming to the content of the show. And one of the changes that's going to come, I should share this as another fourth wall. Part of the only way that we actually make any money on this show is by inserting advertisers into the show. We have talked about this previously. I'll repeat
commercials
it
into the commercial break.
Yeah, commercials into the commercial
breaks.
Break. Commercial and, breaks into the commercial breaks.
Break. Got it.
Part of what we did earlier in the season was we broke one longer break into two shorter breaks.
I remember that.
It had been something that a couple of people had thought it would be good for the show, a couple of the listeners actually. And I didn't agree with them at first, but now I agree with them. Two shorter commercial breaks rather than one very long commercial break right in the middle. So we're going to be taking two commercial breaks over the course of an hour to an hour and 15 minutes worth of content. I know no one likes commercials. That's not something that I like or I enjoy, but our sponsors pay to be on the show. They're very generous to us. They oftentimes give you free shit or discount codes. We never endorse something that we would not use ourselves or don't use ourselves, which is almost everything. So don't worry about it. So if someone pays us enough money, we'll definitely use it.
We'll at least try it.
Hey, try it once. Why not? But the other thing is, when you use those discount codes or you use those freebies or whatever it is, the specialized URLs, that lets the sponsors know that we're actually doing the work and that you guys are responding. So I know the commercial breaks can be annoying, but if you are so inclined to take a listen and you are so inclined to buy a sponsor's product or service, please do use those codes and those specialized URLs. It helps a great deal. You don't understand how much it helps. Because, quite frankly, it's really hard to convince someone to be a sponsor on the commercial break. And the salespeople do a great job. And we want them to know that they haven't made a big mistake by being on the commercial break. So speaking of that commercial break, let's do that now. Let's take a short commercial break here, Chrissy, and we'll be back in just 2 and 2.
Yeah, Brian, we get it. But back to me. I mean, this TCB promo. Leave us a voicemail at 626-ASK-TCB3, and you might just hear yourself on the show. Want to text us instead? Lucky for you, we also have a number just for that. Text us at 855-TCB-8383 and give us compliments. You can also always go to tcbpodcast.com for all of our audio and video. Find us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at tcbpodcast. And find us on youtube.com/thecommercialbreak for fully edited episodes. Now that that's done, let's listen to a few sponsors and get back to this episode of The Commercial Break.
Okay, back from the break. Chrissy, I have been dying to talk to you about a bunch of stuff because you haven't been here. We haven't had any discussion about it.
Yes, I know. I'm excited.
And I thought that we would start with clearly the most important story since you have been gone. And I don't even know if you're up on this. It's breaking news. And I think we should let the audience know, just like as a public safety announcement more than anything. I don't know if you heard this, but an influencer named Alexis Earle has contracted an STD. Herpes, I think, a sort of herpes. And she contracted it from riding a mechanical bull. Fake bull herpes is what she got. She is claiming on her Instagram, or on a live that she did, she is claiming that she rode a mechanical bull, when she was in college, wearing short shorts. And she rode that mechanical bull, she's claiming, 15 to 20 times in one night, and then woke up the next day with an STD. Now, I say this as a public safety announcement for two reasons. Number one, I might be calling bullshit on this one, number one.
Yeah.
Number two, is it really that easy to get an STD? Is it really that easy? Like, all you have to do is wear short shorts and slide yourself across a plastic surface?
No, of course not. No.
You know how they used to, like...
Second of all, why are you riding it 15 to 20 times in one night? Let's start, you know.
She said she got crazy and she loved it so much. But
yeah.
I think she was riding something.
No shorts on.
I think she was riding something. Yeah. I'm not sure it was a mechanical bull, right? I have ridden a mechanical bull. I did not get an STD. Of course, I'm not one to wear short shorts.
Not now.
And I think all the hair around my balls and genital area would probably... that's a defense against STDs.
Yes.
It's hard to get an STD on pubic hair. But also... I have known so many people that have ridden mechanical bulls. I have never heard this, not once in my life. Never heard it. But she claims that other people have come up to her and said, yes, I have gotten an STD from riding a mechanical bull. Does this sound...
That's what the last guy or girl that they slept with told them. I didn't give it to you. Remember when you were riding that mechanical bull?
Hey, girl. Sorry about that bad case of oozing chlamydia I gave you. But it wasn't me. No. It wasn't me. It was the church seats. We just don't clean them enough. I don't know if you know, but I got COVID of the dick. I got dick COVID from sitting in those seats. You know how many of our parishioners have gotten nasty STDs just from sitting in those church seats? People be nasty. They're nasty. Oh, girl, I gotta go. I gotta go put some Muriparson on my... gotta put some cream on my green Uzis.
I don't know if I believe this. It's like when you were in high school.
That's very, very, very hard.
I'm not saying it can't happen. I imagine that it can. If someone is like oozing juices out everywhere and then you directly after get up there and suck up some of those juices. But I think you would have to be not wearing underwear in order to get an STD in your act. But I don't know. I mean, You know who we need? Dr. Sin would answer this question.
We do need Dr. Sin.
Yeah, we need an actual medical professional. I think that it is possible to transmit a disease from a surface into a onto a vagina, right? A vagina is open. But remember when we were in high school and they told you all those stories? Or they would share with you.
Yeah, this is like urban legend type stuff.
Yeah.
That's not true.
It's not true. I remember that the guy who taught us sex ed, the soccer coach.
Didn't want to teach it.
Didn't want to teach anything about sex ed. You have a dick. They have a vagina. You get it? All right. He goes like this. Like this. God. Now let's go outside and hit some soccer balls. Come on, kid. Wind sprints for everybody. I remember that he told us specifically in that class that there was an urban legend that you could get an STD from sitting on a dirty toilet seat.
Yeah.
And he explained that that was, in fact, just an urban legend. I mean, the only thing that he taught us, and it was probably medically and factually true, is that it's really hard to contract an STD from a toilet seat. So if it's hard to contract from a toilet seat where you are clearly disrobed, how hard has it got to be to do that when you actually have clothes on? STDs don't run through jeans or through panties, because if they did, I would have caught a lot of them during my dry humping phase. That's right. I still say bring dry humping back. I told Astrid, I was like, hey, honey, what about a good dry hump? And she's like, what? And I'm like, a good dry hump. She's like, do you think women actually like that? And I was like, I thought it was hot. And she's like, hot to have the zipper of your jeans stuck on my clitoris, moving back and forth rapidly? Is sandpaper hot? Do you see me rubbing up and down the stick shift of the car? No, you dumbass. It's not how an orgasm happens. But I'm so good at dry humping. Well, then get good at actual humping, and then we can do that. I last so much longer when I have three pairs of clothing in between me and your vagina.
Get good at regular humping.
Get good at regular humping, and then we'll try dry humping, okay? We're adults. What are you, five? Do I need to buy you a pocket pussy? Oh, my God. Back to this poor girl. I don't know. This just doesn't sound true. And I don't think that, do STDs present themselves less than 24 hours after you get them? I don't know, because I don't have an STD.
I haven't either. No, and there's no shame. Nobody should be shamed.
Oh, no, God, no.
Having it happens.
Of course.
But yeah, it's very, very hard. I mean, I remember reading all of those, I grew up in the age of magazines.
Yeah.
There used to be lots and lots of
magazine? What's that?
Now there are only things online, but you would read the Cosmos and that there's tons of women magazines out there that would debunk this kind of thing.
Totally.
I mean, 100%. It's not a thing.
I read, what was that one that my mom got? God, I can't remember. Home and Garden or something that. I would read Home and Garden, and I would read the Cosmos. My mom would get Cosmos too, and I would read the articles
Glamour,
in there.
Yeah, Allure.
Glamour, Allure, all those magazines. Yep. And they were filled with fun facts in there back in a time when it was hard to get fun facts, right?
About
sex. And that was why I was reading it. I was trying to get some inside
information.
Yeah, maybe that's why I'm friends with
so many
women.
Home and Garden was the right place to be looking.
Oh, my God. My mom used to belong to this. Oh, we should ask my mom about this. We should. Okay. Next episode, we're calling my mom. And don't forget, because we do have some Ask Brian's Moms, too.
Yep.
Next episode, we're gonna call my mom. And I want to talk about her brief stint in an MLM company called Piccadilly or Pika something or Piccadilly. She used to sell these knickknacks like that were featured in Home and Garden. And these knickknacks were then sold by this MLM company. I remember my mom having these parties, and it would be like a fake tweed horse that you would put on your shelf. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Or like a wicker basket.
Knickknacks.
Or the highly offensive and absolutely racist pickaninnies that used to go around. Remember those things?
Oh, yeah.
And my mom was, and I don't think my mom even understood what that was, but they would be selling these knickknacks out of a box. And I don't know who made money doing this, but it was just terribly
awful. The people
at
the top.
But she found this. Yeah, the people at the top, of course, because that's who makes money on the MLMs.
Yes.
But she found this through that Cosmo magazine. But Cosmo used to debunk shit like this, because clearly and evidently it's not true. Now, again, no shaming on the STD. I know lots of people who have had or who have STDs. Yes. Quite frankly, I'm kind of surprised at one thing about our current culture, and that is it is so destigmatized, at least in my circle of friends, that people have talked about it openly, like at a dinner party or something.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I have herpes, or oh, mm-hmm. yeah, I got, you know, chlamydia back when I was a teenager. When I was a teenager, it would have been like death to get an STD or talk about it out loud. You might as well have put yourself, I'll never forget.
You were scorned.
I had this group of friends when I was like in my 20s, led by this girl we'll call Michaela. Let's call her Michaela. Michaela was a friend of a girl that I was dating, and Michaela and I became friends outside of the relationship that I had with her friend. So now we're buddy-buddy. And then there's like a four-year absence where I don't see her. And when I pick back up the friendship, it's like I'm 22 years old. And this girl was wild. I mean, she was wild, and she was sexy, and she was free, and she was confident, and she owned herself. She was a woman. Still at that age where I was scared of pussy. So, but we weren't in a relationship. But I just remember there were times where like I would go over to have a beer at her house, and she would get out of the shower with like the towel around her waist, but not a towel on her top. You know what I'm saying? She had her nipples pierced. I thought she was just like the coolest girl in the world.
Of course.
Life happens, she moves, whatever. Another 15 years goes by, and I meet her again randomly at the Steamhouse Lounge Oyster Fest.
Oh, the one that we went to.
The one that we went to. Do you remember that I like met up with this group of people that I hadn't seen in many years?
Yes.
Okay, so she's now married, and this is the same girl that I went to that wedding with, where I was cleaning up the beach and her husband came charging in a golf cart to beat me up because I was cleaning the beach with her wife. Well, I mean, and now that I'm saying it like that, it actually does sound kind of fucked up. Somebody was cleaning the beach with my wife at 4 a.m. I might be mad too.
Exactly. Astrid.
Astrid. Astrid!
Over here, cleaning the beach!
What are you doing? Yeah! I was just dry humping.
sorry, man. I'm just down here dry humping the sand. That's my wife! She's in the sand? I had no idea. And hey, dry humping's with clothes on. Sorry, dude. Just had to clean the beach, you know, before the sun rose and everything. Okay, I'm going to go back to the room. Talk to you later. Don't beat me up. I promise I wasn't porking your wife. I got to go. Bye. So I meet Michaela years later, and she invites, and after we become fast friends again after the meeting at this festival, a couple of weeks after that, she invites me to come down to the Northside Tavern, the famed Northside Tavern here in
the Northside Tavern.
The diviest of dive bars. The absolute epitome of a blues joint.
Yeah.
In the smack dab in the middle.
Fun nights.
Oh,
there
man.
Before.
You can't not have a fun night. It's world famous. Eric Clapton is, so many people have played there. So we're at the Northside Tavern. It's late at night. Everyone's drinking, having a good time. We're outside smoking cigarettes. And in walks one of her friends that I don't know. This is like a new friend of hers. And this girl is gorgeous. And instantaneously, the two of us are kind of on top of each other, right? Flirting and, you know, touching each other.
Seen this go down many times.
Many times.
Throughout the years.
It usually ends in Brian crying. And say, where's Brian? Oh, there he is. He's got his tongue down somebody's throat.
Making out with the bartender?
Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't that bartender supposed to be working? This is why I can't get a drink. Brian's over there. Telling her some wild story about catching kangaroos with his bare hands in Australia or something. I'm a crocodile hunter. I'm a crocodile hunter and I want to catch your squid. You know what I'm talking about? So I'm talking to this girl. So anyway, Michaela, so let's imagine that I'm sitting here, the girl's sitting across the table from me, and then Michaela walks behind the girl. And she's giving me this whole number. She's crossing her hands. She's like waving her hands furiously.
No, 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 no. Don't go down this road.
Yeah, don't go down this road. Don't go down this road. And I'm like, I can't understand exactly why she's saying this, but I just continue my conversation because, of course, I'm like a magnet to this girl.
Of course.
Showing me any kind of attention
and
whatsoever.
It probably in the back of your head even made you want her more because
absolutely.
Michaela was like, geez,
yeah, no, she's off limits. Yeah, she's dangerous.
She's dangerous.
By the way, and I will share this, and I don't know if I've shared this, and only a few people are going to be able to put two and two together. The girl that I am sitting across from is the girl whose wedding I was at, and I didn't.
Oh,
but at that time they were not engaged. Okay. They hadn't even started dating. Just to be clear.
Okay.
So Michaela's doing this whole number, and I'm like, I just don't understand. I don't understand. So then Michaela's husband, who I'm just becoming friends with at that point, you know, he walks by and he's like, no, dude. He starts pointing at his crotch, right? And he's like, he's making this like weird, like creeped out, and he keeps pointing to his crotch, and he's like, and I'm like, what the fuck? Has she ever got an octopus vagina? What are you doing back there? But then after a couple minutes, I forget about him. He moves on. So then this girl goes to the bathroom. Michaela and her husband come rushing toward me and they go, don't do it, man. Do what? Don't fuck this girl. Why would I fuck this girl? I'm just talking to her. I'm at the Northside Tavern. I'm not going to fuck her. Dude, she's got herpes, chlamydia, and syphilis. And I'm like, she's got herpes, chlamydia, and syphilis?
All three?
She's a walking toxic Avenger? What are you talking about? How is this even possible? But at that moment in time, I had to calculate to myself. I'm like, okay, hot girl clearly is giving me the signals that she's into me and I'm into her. Or advice from these people that I've only known for 38 years on whether or not her vagina is toxic. And I made the calculated decision to not sleep with her because I was so worried about an STD. But now in 2023, I think there's just so much more information. There's so much more understanding. People get it. It's like, you know, an STD is not the end of the world. It doesn't mean you have to go crawl into a hole and never sleep with anybody.
Also, most can be treated very easily.
Most can be. I think all STDs can be treated, right?
I think so. I mean, in some way. You know, herpes doesn't ever actually go away,
No. But,
you know, there's ways to control it.
But so many people carry that virus anyway.
Yes.
It's like a virus you can carry even if you're not
cold sores.
Yeah, cold sores, yeah. And you drink after somebody who's got a cold sore.
Yeah.
I mean, like that herpes virus, which is the same virus that gives you chicken pox, by the way, or the measles or, what you know, shingles or whatever it is. The herpes virus is fairly common in human beings.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, do you want it? No, you do not. Can it be treated? Yes, it can when you have flare-ups. Chlamydia can be treated. Syphilis can be treated. I have had all of these treated, and I'm going to tell you right now.
It worked.
Everything works out just fine. You'll still have an actual sex life as long as you're into dry humping. It's all
That's
good.
Right. Now it's all becoming clear, the dry hump.
If you are not into fucking mechanical bulls, you're going to be just fine.
That's giving mechanical bulls a bad name.
It really is. Now I think everybody's going to be scared. I was never good at the mechanical bull anyway. I don't know what it was. Remember that one time we tried to ride a mechanical yes. bull, you and I?
I know. And I always thought I would be like Deborah Winger in, you know, Urban Cowboy or something. But when I actually got it, you know, slow, old, slow, sexy ride of the bull. But no, when I actually did, I think I fell off really quickly, like slammed my face into that pillow,
Chrissy.
Leather pillow type thing.
Chrissy, I can't stop laughing because I remember when you rode that mechanical bull at that Ferris wheel festival we went to. And I lasted less time than you did on that mechanical bull. But your ride was quite the adventure. You were like a Raggedy Ann doll on top of there until you just flew off to the side. I remember thinking that was so funny.
I was like, well, okay. I'm not trying that again.
Listen, I think to ride a mechanical bull, you got to have those Latin hips, right? You got to be able to move your hip like Dua Lipa or something like that.
Exactly.
You can't just sit on it straight like I thought. You can just sit on it straight and hold on real tight.
I know. Well, you see other people do it. You're like, I got this. Yeah, you're like, I got this. And I can do better than they just did. But when you actually get up on
that's
it.
That's right. It's a whole different
change.
Animal. No pun intended. It is not as easy as some people make it look. And I don't understand how it works. I've ridden a mechanical bull, let's call it 5 times in my life, and each time worse than the last, because right. I think if I just stiffen up and hold on tight, that I'm going to be just fine. And you're right about this. The first time I got on a mechanical bull, I'm like, well, if Schnitzel Tits over there can do it, I got this. That guy is a dickhead. He's got a broken hip. He did it for 5 seconds. I don't last half a second. The first jerk, and I'm like, oh! I just fall over sideways. It's so stupid. We should ride a mechanical bull and put that on Instagram. Should. Where's the local mechanical bull we could ride?
There's got to be something up there in Gwinnett.
Cowboys. Cowboys and Kennesaw.
Yeah, Kennesaw's right.
World's largest honky-tonk bar. Isn't there the world's largest honky-tonk bar? Cowboys or something like that? There's got to be a bigger one in Texas.
I got to.
For sure. Okay, so I have a... Chrissy... You're back, and I'm so excited about this. It's Halloween time. It's October, getting toward the end of October.
Ooh.
And I got so excited. So I was fiddling around. I wanted to do something special, so ease you back into to the daily routine of putting out mediocre content. And what I felt was I had 3 things going on in my mind. We could do Teresa Caputo, right? But we did that recently.
Yeah, we did.
We could do Ghost Hunters. Which I love, but Ghost Hunters, it's hard to sometimes find suitable content for Ghost Hunters because a lot of times they're just...
What?
Yeah. Huh? What?
What did you say?
Are you saying that someone got murdered right here? Right here? 2 children?
We missed that. The research.
I didn't even realize. I thought this was a new build. It's not under contract. No, 14 people were massacred in here by a knife-wielding man with a mask. Oh, shit. Well, no wonder all those noises are coming. That guy was so clueless. The worst ghost hunter ever. He hadn't even figured out. He hadn't even done enough research on the haunted house to figure out people had died there. Small child had jumped out the window or something. And he was like, no, really? Why do you think it's haunted? I don't know. Said haunted on Google. I figured I'd come by and take a look. But I've settled on something that we all know and we all love. And that's mountain monsters.
There were 2 ways that was going to go.
There was 2 ways that was going to go.
Frankie.
Or mountain monsters. Yes. But I think we could find a way to fit Frankie into the Halloween theme, but... I decided to go straight for mountain monsters, and little did I know that the mountain monsters, you know, they're like a Catching Bigfoot type of show, right?
Yeah.
But we've never seen them try and hunt down actual Bigfoot until now. I found an episode where they are actually trying to hunt down Bigfoot. Would you like to take a watch?
I would love to.
Okay, let's do that. We'll take a short break, and then we'll be back with mountain monsters.
Okay, podcast besties, time for one more quick break, and then it's back to the drama. Check out tcbpodcast.com for all of our episodes and youtube.com/thecommercialbreak for fully edited video episodes. Find us on Instagram @thecommercialbreak and on TikTok @tcbpodcast. And of course, if you want to get in touch with us, which like, of course you do, leave us a voicemail at 626-ASK-TCB3 or text us at 855-TCB-8383. Now, let's listen to some sponsors and get this show going.
Okay, Chrissy, I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do like to do, my friend. So glad to have you back in the studio. I got a special reward for you. I've got mountain monsters on deck. Oh, these boys. The boys are back, and they're chasing Bigfoot this time. So let's take a yonder. And let's get right into it. Just scrolling across, I could see that this is already going to be a fantastic episode.
Bigfoot or Bust is the name of the episode, by the way.
Welcome to Wild Bill's Squatch Watch.
That's the largest cowboy bar.
That is the largest cowboy. Bigfoot Squatch Watch. Squatch. Squatch Watch honk-a-tonk. This is our good boy, Billy. I think it's Billy, right?
Billy's the camera guy.
Oh, who's this guy? What's his name? I don't know. Scott, yeah. Bob, John,
Wild
whatever.
Bill.
Wild Bill. That's right. Okay, so Wild Bill is the guy who's constantly screaming in the microphone. He's like the mountain monster version of Brian.
1,700 hours. No sighting of Squatch. Today, I'm trying to lay my peepers on old...
Okay.
He's 1,700 hours. I'm going to do a little quick math right
no,
here.
No, I think he meant that's like military time.
Oh,
yeah, I thought the
I
same
thought
thing.
He'd been in the...
he'd been watching. He'd been on Squatch Watch
How did
for
I miss
1,700
that?
Hours.
I've been here for 1,700 hours.
Still haven't seen him.
Still haven't gotten a shit break. I got to pinch one off, guys. They told me to tell you to stay right there. Pretty soon, that Squatch is going to come running back.
It's a Bigfoot's hairy. Where you at, Mr. Bigfoot? I was going through Trapper's Journal and saw a section called Recon.
A section. He saw a section. Where is that Bigfoot yonder?
Recon.
There he is.
I'll take us in a Squatch. It's all about scouting your hunting area. Figured out I'd try that technique out here on the old Squatch in Taggart Valley.
I figured out that shit on Taggart Valley. Get 1,700 hours that take a poop. I'm the world's most foremost scanologist.
It's only a chipmunk. One thing I'd love doing when I'm looking for Squatch is trying out new calls.
Masturbating.
Right.
Get attention to his old ear. First up, old Hoot Owl. Enticing.
I mean, is that Take what he thinks Bigfoot's hunting is Hoot Owls?
Yeah.
I think... I have a feeling they know how to get away from... Yeah. It's called flying.
You finally meet a Sasquatch and it's like... That does not, you do not sound like a Sasquatch.
It's my voice, I don't know. I got really tall, but a super small voice.
Squatch. I like to do all different types. Bird calls.
What kind of bird does that kind of
noise? I don't know, I haven't heard that
one. He's just making noises
he
up.
He totally is.
He might as well fart or something.
Hell. I even try a donkey. Honk! Honk! Mr.
He honk?
Come on, Wild Bill.
I think this is so funny. He honk! He honk!
Bigfoot! I'm gonna tell you one thing right now. You're not gonna stay hidden from old Mr. Wild Bill. I'm gonna lay eyes on your big hairy ass.
I tell you who's not going to stay hidden in those forests is him yelling and screaming like this, like a fucking fool. Like, he's not very good at being silent, is he?
Like a cheeseburger.
No, it's broad daylight, too. They're usually doing stuff at night.
Well, I mean, Sasquatch is different.
Yeah.
How? I don't know.
The Squatch Watch holler. Right.
Did you see recently they found a video of what they think is a Sasquatch?
No.
No, it doesn't look real.
They can't resist. I have a cutting edge idea. Check this out. I'm going to eat just like Mr. Bigfoot so I can get right in the same frame of mind he is.
Okay, guys, here's where we have the advertorial placement of the Slim Jim. Now you're going to snap into the Slim Jim, okay? It's required by our sponsor.
It is.
Snack.
He's got a snack. He's going to eat like Sasquatch so he can smell like Sasquatch. He can take a dump like Sasquatch.
It's a scientific proof that Bigfoot loved jerky. You ever see them commercials? They're eating it all the time. Everybody knows.
You see the guys in the story room, like the editors, like, okay, now we need a little levity. Let's just have Wild Bill opine on what exactly a Sasquatch eats for 5 to 10 minutes, and I'll done put in that funny music.
A Bigfoot eats jerky. It's a scientific fact. How do you disagree with science? It's a little hard to eat. This is just one good tooth. But hey.
It's a little hard to eat with that one good tooth.
I'm going to lean on for this. My diet is going to be like Mr. Bigfoot's diet. The worst down is squash jerky. Here's what I got.
As if he wasn't hard enough to understand.
Why? Yeah, I still don't get why you're eating like you think Sasquatch eats.
Well, clearly,
you
know, this is
if you want to see birds, yeah. You just nibble on a little bird seed.
Just take a bird and just eat off its head. Just bite off its head. I'm imagining someone at home that's actually finding this funny, right? Yeah. And not in like a satirical way, but actually think, hey, honey, come in here. He's eating jerky like the Sasquatch on the television. You know those commercials where the Sasquatch eats the beef jerky? It's so funny. Sorry, I'm on the phone with the divorce attorney.
Yeah, exactly.
Good day, brother. Good old Squatch soda. Invented this myself.
Squatch.
Like, yeah. Oh my God, this soda, it has a piece of electrical tape covering up the Coca-Cola logo.
Because the Bigfoot Enterprises or whatever owns this television show can't afford to show the Coca-Cola can, and Coca-Cola did not approve
no.
of Billy, Wild Bill, endorsing Coca-Cola.
Squatchlicious. A lot of people don't know this.
Oh, God. They're just desperate. I know. He's like sitting on top of one of these 4x4s. Looks like he's taking a dump. His legs are wide open. His guts just hanging out. He's one of these guys who wears jeans that are tight fit.
Oh, yeah.
He's a typical... like white male build when they get into their 50s and they've just like not paid attention to their diet too much, which is you have a tiny little lower body and then you've got this gut that just hangs directly over your belt. Yeah. But there are some guys who tuck their t-shirts in and then cinch the belt as tight as it could so they can let people know they have a tiny little waist, but a muffin top hanging out all over the place. He just looks like an odd human being.
But recon is short for reconnaissance, a French word, like French fries.
No, it's not. Come on.
Hey, guys, I got news. I got word from the director. He wants you to shut the fuck up. Is that possible?
1723, snack break.
He's actually writing down what time he's taking the snack break.
Yeah, he's noting it.
Yeah, he's counting how much time it takes to get from his mouth to his anus. Uh-oh. The tone of the music is turning serious, Chrissy.
Yep.
You hear that? What the hell is it?
It's me turning up the noise on the speakers to make it sound more dramatic.
What damn palm? Where the boys is at? This noise I just heard, it sounds like it's right over that farm right there where Huck and Will and Jeff's at.
That's down the deers that say the beat, Will and Huck and Beatty. Yeah, I know for
let's get the hell out of here. I don't know what the hell it is.
Let's get the hell out of here.
I know, I thought he was.
I thought you were trying to find him.
Sound like a rumble? Something's coming.
That's a good point to make. Sometimes they're tracking something. And they chase after him when no logical human being would ever go into the right. mouth of danger. But a lot of times, they get the hell out of there. I thought that's what you're there for.
Bow the earth. Let's go. Get in here. It's like vibrate. Let's get the hell over here. Come on. I need to haul ass over there and meet up with these guys. Damn the hell. What the hell was that? We need to figure out what the hell this noise is and where it's coming from. That vibrator damn ground.
Now I got to get another meth reload.
I gotta go shake my Mountain Dew can a little bit. Get me some of that crystal milk. I'm gonna go scrape my glass pipe out and get the residue.
His eyes are bugged out.
Oh, dude, crazy.
What the hell was that?
Will believes the noise he heard is coming from a nearby farm where the team is stationed. Yeah, because a farm's not going to make any additional noises. We got to find out where the hell this noise is coming from.
Son of a yeah. Come on, Bear. Come on, get down here.
The rooster.
He just ran over a rooster. Did he run over that poor rooster? He came close. He did.
I think he got out of the way. Look, oh, he hit the
rooster. You fucker.
It's like, bah, bah.
I know.
We gotta find out where that noise is coming from. Might have something to do with all these dead chickens. All these gravely injured chickens.
Hey! I can't stop laughing. Oh my god.
That's the only creature they've ever caught on the mountain monster.
I was thinking the same
thing. That poor rooster.
That's the only thing I've ever seen.
Take that, rooster! Oh, he come to snuff the rooster!
Come here, Bill!
You guys hear that?
Hell yeah! Yeah,
we heard
that.
Yeah, we heard
it. What the hell was that?
Wild Bill, he's dressed like a woman. Is he not? He's got the tightest of tight jeans on and a t-shirt that couldn't handle one more inch of his stomach. He's got a man purse on and he's running with his legs wide open.
I was on Squatch while standing there scared the living out of me.
That come from right over there by that big northern red oak right there. Jeff, Willie, and me.
But how did he identify what kind of...
There's our man, huh?
There's Huckleberry. This is number three, though.
Yes, it is. Yes.
I swear to God, this Huckleberry changes every couple episodes.
We was out here on this farm for the first time today. We just got permission to be here. This is a shortcut over to that log, and then all of a sudden, it was like the earth just erupted.
How do you imagine they got permission to be there? Knock, knock, knock.
Yeah. Hey. By the way, this is the same farm that they have used 30 times. They just keep on getting different angles, but you can tell it's the same farm.
Go away or I'll shoot your dick off. It's my Wild Bill. I done killed a couple roosters. I gotta take a shit real bad since I've been eating raw beef jerky and drinking nondescript soda. Please, I got the runs bad.
Do we have permission?
Do we have permission to shit on your farm? All right, fine, but do it with all the other chickens. Well, there ain't too many more chickens left. You're paying for every single one of those dead roosters.
They're blasting down in the mines when it rumbled.
They're blasting down in the mines? That's probably... What's his name?
It's Wild Bill taking a shit.
No, the other one. What's his name? Oh, yeah, Bill. They're all named Bill. I can't figure him out. He's probably dropping a deuce. 1,700 hours
the
out.
Outhouse.
Yeah, 1,700 hours out on that forest. You got to relieve yourself at some point.
Up towards your service?
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
what
yeah.
I put it in the mind of. It sounded like the devil was down there using his anvil.
Check this out.
Listen to that yeah. right there.
As if that's not a noise that's put into the yeah, video feed.
Yes.
It's clearly dubbed. Clearly.
Damn. Look at them cows. It's got them all piled up now. Damn.
Damn!
They show the cows and the cows are sleeping. They're literally laying on the ground. And if the cows were riled up, it's probably because there's some wild man yelling and screaming, running all over all the farm animals with his 4x4.
Listen, Dad. Son of a...
That's where she come from, right there. Hold up, guys.
We name our sounds around here with female gender names. That's where she came from.
What do you say we weapon up? Head right on over there.
Hell yeah. Right,
let's do it. Let's go, guys.
What do you say we get our bazookas and go over there?
I was going to say the BB gun.
I know. What do you say we get our Red Rider air rifle? And get over there and shoot some BBs in that Sasquatch ass.
Weapon up.
That log shouldn't be very far out there.
Yeah. Keep your eyes out for any kind of sign.
It's starting to get a little bit dark. We better keep our damn eyes open.
Well, your eyes aren't ever closing.
I haven't seen him blink since we've ever watched the show.
I've never seen the guy blink. So either he's got a bad crystal meth habit, the doctor is filling him full of ADHD medication, or he's just naturally wired.
By God, be on our A game.
Yeah, ball, Pee-wee.
These squats, by God, they don't play around, mister.
Yes, he does. By God, they don't play around, mister. They'll rip your head right off. They'll take your dick and they'll eat it.
Stay ready, guys.
Hey, right there it is.
It's just a tree that fell down.
I know, and they're playing a didgeridoo in the back, as if a didgeridoo came from South Carolina, South Kakalaki.
Last night, when we was in here, whatever took off come out of the lower side.
You and Bill go to the upper side. Me and Jeff will go to the lower.
Right, yes, sir.
What's the lower side and what's the upper side of a fallen tree? Because it's laying flat now. You see what I'm saying? Can you draw a map? Can we stop for 1 second? Just get this correct.
He said, we just spotted that log. It's about 30, 40 yards up here. Take it easy. It might be a damn squatch up there.
You're damn right.
We don't know if it...
Oh, that one guy's carrying what looks to be a 9mm or like a water gun. Yeah. Or one of those realistic water guns.
Bigfoot's up there or not, there's only one way to find out. You want to sneak up there?
Shoot it.
Till we can't lay eyes on this damn big hairy monster.
Well, you go up high,
yeah,
and I'll go around.
And then we'll shoot each other.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. What you can't see is that there's a tree that's felled. It's a fallen tree, and now
it's uprooted.
Yeah, it's uprooted. So one of them is going to go on top of the tree, and the other one is going to go to the other side and go under the tree. They're both carrying firearms, by the way. And they're going to point at each other in the middle. This happens a lot on this show, I've noticed.
Go ahead, I'll cover you. Cover.
Cover me.
Cover me.
What the hell? Yeah. What the hell was that? Son of a...
It was probably the hoot owl was calling earlier.
That's right. There's a pack of wild pigeons that flew this direction when you started making calls.
Right.
It's either that or it's my brand new drone that I got. Look at these arrow footage, guys. I show nothing. There's nothing. I don't see no Bigfoot.
Yeah. You see a Willie?
No, I can see some little bit of leaf shape. Where in the hell did he go?
What in the hell was that? As big as hell.
All right, Bill, keep working up around.
Easy does it now, easy.
Keep your eyes peeled.
Easy does it.
Easy does it. If I'm in an emergency situation and anybody says the words, easy does it, they're off my team. You're off my team. You go feed yourself to the Sasquatch. I don't have anything to do with you. Easy does nothing in an emergency situation.
Better stay ready.
Slow and easy, brother.
Where in the hell did he go?
Slow and easy, Willie. Slow and easy, brother.
I got you covered. Keep working yourself up.
Keep
whatever the hell it was
up.
Was up here on this end.
I got you covered. I'm pointing the gun directly at your head. I don't think that's what he meant by covered.
What the hell we got here? We got a big ass cable laying right here.
Look back here, Willie. The damn thing's connected around this damn ass road.
Bigfoot installs electrical equipment for the local electric company. Who knew? They literally found a downed power line in the middle of the woods.
Damn, that son of a has been there for a while.
Me and Wild Bill just made it to the end of that log, and there's a big cable cinched up around the top of it. Got this log all squeezed down, bedded into the bark.
That thing's embedded in there, holy.
You don't think that might have been used to take down the tree,
right,
do you?
Exactly.
You don't think like a truck might have come in here and taken down that tree because it was dead, they needed wood, they were just having fun? Nope. It was Sasquatch for sure.
We start following the end of that cable out, and right there it was. Something all frayed out and broke off.
What the hell?
Whatever snapped off this cable had to have some force on it.
Look at this trail.
Like a Sasquatch
the
is going to split
cow-killing bastard.
Cow-killing bastard. Cow-killing bastard is something that we've already seen. But however, just like every other episode of the Mountain Monsters.
They didn't.
You didn't catch anybody.
No. They were close, though. They saw shaking leaves.
Oh. I done saw a shaking leaf. Could have been the wind. Likely was the Sasquatch. Evidence, scientific evidence. Oh my God. I love those guys so much. I cannot watch an episode of that and take it seriously. I just can't. But what keeps on going through my mind is I try and put myself in the, like, literally the couch of someone who's watching this, taking any of it seriously. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe someone would take that seriously. But you know what? To each their own. And we do love the Mountain Monsters, all in good fun.
I mean, they get close.
They do get awful close. They did find that frayed 5.5-inch electrical power line.
Yeah. And, like, and the rooster.
And the rooster. By the way, the rooster was fine. It walked away. I don't want anybody to think we're laughing at the rooster's death, though that would have been funny nonetheless. It's a rooster. Come on. Ah, sentient life is sentient life. Oh my God. Too much fun. All right. Well, listen, let me remind you, the commercial break going to 4 days a week now. So make sure you're subscribed or following us or whatever it is, wherever it is you're listening, whatever it is you do to get the commercial break. Please do us a favor and make sure you're following or subscribed to us so you get every episode of the commercial break. We certainly would appreciate it. And next episode, we're going to bring on my mom for sure.
Yes.
So get excited. Brian's mom's coming back. We have a few Ask Brian's Moms. We're going to talk to my mom about her MLM experience. And we're going to discuss the lady who had her tongue replaced by her leg. Just save that. Just save it. Don't even ask me. I don't want to get into it. It's going to be funny.
I'll marinate on that.
But my mom told this story last night at at her birthday party. And Chrissy, I could have peed myself. All right, tcbpodcast.com. That's all the audio, all the video right there from one location. You can get your Piggy Fronting sticker by Teresa Caputo or of Teresa Caputo. You can get that on the website. Hit the Contact Us button, 626-ASK-TCB3. That's 1-626-ASK-TCB. The number 3 questions, comments, concerns, content ideas. Chrissy, it's so good to have you back. I love you. I love you. Okay, so I already said I love you. So now I'll say best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I do say, we always say, and we must say,
goodbye.
Cow-killing bastard.